Exclusive and unmissable stories, uncut and uninterrupted.
Now, Rossi, you were doing the gossip a lot of the time yesterday. You were on Virgin Radio all day. I tuned in and you were doing gossip reports for Brent Black. And I was like, what is going on here?
How did it feel?
Yeah, it's hard, Pretty. I'll give you that. Well done. I applaud you.
Well, let's hear it. What is going on, Pretty Molly?
Okay, so this is pretty amazing. This one woman was invited as one of the 1,200 people to be outside St. George's Chapel on the big day when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married. And those 1,200 people all walked away with a goodie bag. We talked about this on the show. Inside were a few trinkets. It's like a magnet, and my favorite thing, a 20% off coupon to the Castle gift shop. Now, what this woman did was very smart. She went home and immediately put the goodie bag up on eBay.
Okay, how much did she get?
This one woman, Claire, sold hers for 105,000 dirhams.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's not even a lot. There's another bag that's still going, and the bid is at 260,000 dirhams at the moment.
Wow.
And all it is in there was like...
Nothing
like truly exciting.
Yeah.
Well, that shows amazing. You.
Yeah.
Shows you they're into it.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
So let's talk about this song from 2016. James Arthur, he is being sued by the Script frontman, Danny O'Donohue, for stealing the song. Remember the Script? Yeah, we met these guys.
Of course the script. Of course we know the Script.
So the song in question, we're going to hear first, James Arthur, 2016 hit, Say You Won't Let Go.
Because usually when artists get sued, it's usually an unknown band suing them. They're saying, this is our song. This is the Script suing James Arthur. So we know the song.
I met you in the dark. You lit me up.
Great song.
You made me feel as though I wasn't off. We danced the night away. We drank too much. I held your hair
when you were... Yeah. Okay, so that's that song. Now, we're going to play the Script song.
So this is from their 2008 hit. This is called The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
I love this song.
Exactly.
The man can't...
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag. I'm not gonna move.
Wow, we played this on Virgin so much.
It's a beautiful song.
I love this song.
Picture in my head. If you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money. I met you in the dark. You lit me up. You made me feel as though. Going back to the corner where I first saw.
So they're saying, the Script claimed that the melody...
It's definitely similar, but...
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. James Arthur made $20 million off that song. And the Script have hired the same lawyers who won that Blurred Lines case.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're really good lawyers. And when James Arthur came out that song, a lot of people did compare it to this song at the time. So I don't know.
But hold on.
They are very similar in melody.
Similar, but like, come on now.
The way the guitar, the difference, it's different, but it's the same notes, basically.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I totally get it, but if I'm the Script, who's a really successful band, who's probably made over $20 million over the last 10 years, I'd just be like, just give it to him. He's a young kid.
Well, they're saying that they had the same management, by the way, which is really awkward.
Wow, that's weird.
But they're saying that James came to them and said, hey, do you want to collaborate? And they said no. And then 2 years later, this song came out. So I don't know.
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know why the Script would want to put themselves in the media for suing
a lot of
another artist. You know, can't they just be friends?